It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, you might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, television neighbor. Do you see the little machine that I brought with me today? It's a cassette recording machine. This is the cassette that goes in it, just some tape. I'll show you how it works. You press these two buttons. Say, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, and see how it works. See if we can hear that. Sometimes you have to wait a bit. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, and see how it works. There it is. You see, it's not magic, and I didn't go into this machine and talk out of it. Somebody invented this machine to work this way. Now, there is another cassette that I want to play for you. Since we've been talking about grandparents lately, I found some grandmothers and grandfathers, and I recorded their voices on this cassette after I asked them what their grandchildren called them. Here's what they said.
Our grandchildren call me Pap-Pap, and grandmother, Grandma.
Pap-Pap and Grandma.
I have two granddaughters, and since my name is Joe, they call me Grandma Joe.
Grandma Joe.
I have five terrific grandchildren. Some of them call me Booby, and some of them call me Graham.
Booby and Graham.
Our four grandchildren call me Grandpa Sam, and their grandmother, Daw.
Grandpa Sam and Daw.
Our granddaughter, Lauren, calls me Nanny, and their grandfather, Poopaw.
Nanny and Poopaw.
I have five grandchildren, and they all call me Pop-Pop.
Pop-Pop. Have you ever asked your friends what they call their grandparents? It's fun to hear all the different names children have for grandparents. I called my dad's mother and father Grandmother Rogers and Granddad Rogers. And I called my mother's mother and father Nana and Ding Dong. I have some pictures of them over here at the hutch. I'd like you to see them. That's Granddad Rogers and Grandmother Rogers. And this is Ding Dong and Nana. It's really fun to see them. I think it was Nana who taught me to feed my fish just a little bit at a time. Today I'd like to show you a place in our neighborhood that has a big collection of fish. This is a home aquarium, but I want you to see an aquarium that many people go to visit because there are so many different kinds of fish there. Let's just go to the neighborhood aquarium now. Come along. Inside of the aquarium. Let's just go see some fish.
I'll take you to a special tank that I usually like to go to first. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, here are the Ellisons. Hi, Mrs. Ellison.
Hello there.
How are you, Mr. Ellison?
Fine, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
This is my granddaughter, Roshana.
Hi, Roshana.
Hi.
I'm glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
Well, thank you. Are you enjoying the fish here?
Yes.
What kind of fish are you looking at?
I'm looking at the seven.
The Severum and the Festivum. What's the difference between those fish?
The Festivum has a strip going across. And
going across that way.
And the Severum has the stripes going up and down.
Stripes going up and down. Do you like to swim yourself?
Yes.
Do you? What kind of things do you do when you swim?
Jump off the diving board sometimes.
You do.
And I swim down at deep end and I put my face underwater.
Well, you must have been swimming quite a while to be able to do all that.
I was.
You were. Uh-huh. You've learned a lot here at the aquarium too, haven't you?
Yes.
You come with your granddad and your grandma.
Yes.
What do you call them? Do you call them granddaddy and grandma, or what do you call them?
I call my grandfather Pop-Pop.
Pop-Pop. Mm-hmm.
And I call my grandmother Grandma.
Grandma. You know, different children call their grandparents different things, you know.
I know. And my cousins call my grandma, and they call my Pop-Pop.
Pop-Pop. So he's really Pop-Pop, isn't he?
Right.
Well, I hope you enjoy yourselves today. We'll see you soon. It's right over here. This is the one that I wanted you to see first, because there are lots of families of fish in here. Let's try to find the tiniest ones, the babies. They should be in the rocks over there. They usually hide in the rocks. You see them? Then they're mothers and daddy fish. And their grandparent fish in there too. And great-grandparents. And great-great-grandparents. There's an old fish. That's a great-great-great-great-grandparent fish. He has lots of great-great-great-grandchildren. Almost looks like they're doing a dance. And to think that every one of these fish is different, just like every person is different.
Hi, Fred.
Oh, hi, Randy. I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This is Randy Goodlett. He's the director of this aquarium.
Welcome to our public aquarium.
What are you about to do now?
Well, I'm on my way to bring some food to one of our aquarium keepers who's going to feed some of the fish.
This is the food? Boy, this doesn't look like the kind of food that I use in my aquarium.
Well, it's a special blend we make here of vegetable and animal protein.
Uh-huh. Well, is that something we could watch? You're feeding those fish?
Yes, I'm going to be taking this over to the Festivum and Severum tank.
Oh, I know where that is, because I saw the Ellisons a little earlier, and Roshana, their granddaughter, told me all about the stripes on
the Ellisons
fish.
Come here often.
Well, now you can't feed them here because of the glass.
No, I'll have to go up and around behind the aquarium.
I see.
That's where we'll be feeding them from.
Okay, well, I'll see you over there in a little bit.
Okay.
That'll be interesting to see, won't it? To see the people feeding the fish from up above. Come along. Here's the tank. Remember the Severum and the Festivum? Now, Randy should be up there somewhere, coming with the food. There he is. Now, let's just watch him feed them. There it comes. That man who put the food in is the feeder. There it's coming to the bottom. I thought the fish would just jump up and eat it. But maybe they're shy right now. There they come. Looks like snow, doesn't it? But it's really fish food. Goodbye, Severum. Goodbye, Festivum. Thank you. It's fun to know the names of things, isn't it? Let's go see some other kinds of fish, just down this way. Hello.
Hi.
Look at this. Look, that fish is that long.
Hi. Hello.
Let's see what kind of fish he is. A snakehead fish. Length up to 3 feet. So he can get up to 3 feet in length. Isn't he graceful? Is it fun to see these? I'd like you to see a starfish. It's just around the corner over here. Goodbye, snakehead. Now, here are the starfish. That one right back there, that's the back of a starfish, the top of it. See, it's 5 points. It's not moving at all, just holding on to the wall. And then this one, you can see the underside of it. See all those little feet, tubed feet, that hold on to the glass here. Those feet are the things that make it move along looking for its food. And then when it gets something to eat, it just takes it right inside. Strange looking creatures, aren't they? Starfish. Oh, look at those two little ones back there. You can't see everything in a big aquarium like this in one day. But we can see a few more fish. Let's just go over this way. This is like the ocean here. Bob Trout.
Fred Rogers.
How are you?
Ah, fine. Good to see you. Want you to meet my little friend. This is Annie Brothers.
Hello, Annie. Glad to meet you.
I'm kind of filling in for a grandfather today. He couldn't make it, so I brought her to the zoo.
Nice to have Bob to take you places, isn't it?
We sure are having a lot of fun out here.
What are you enjoying here?
Everything.
Well, we like to look at a creepy fish.
A creepy fish?
Yeah.
Oh, here's one.
There he is.
Is that the one?
He is really creepy, isn't he?
Yeah.
That is what they call a spiny puffer.
Spiny puffer?
Spiny puffer. Blows up.
Any other things that you like, Annie?
There.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
I said it looked like it was painted.
It does. It looks like somebody just took a paintbrush and very carefully painted it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
I like his back right here.
Mm-hmm. There's so much to know about, isn't there? I must get off to my place, but I'm mighty glad to see you all here.
We're glad to have seen you too,
Fred.
Glad
to meet you, Annie.
Okay.
Bye, my dear.
Bye.
See you later, Bob. Fred. I will find that creepy fish or somewhere.
Oh, look, here's one. The smooth dogfish, it says. That must be it. Is that beautiful? I think I could look at these fish all day, but we better get back to my place. Those fish at the neighborhood aquarium were really beautiful. And some of them very big, weren't they? But I think I like these even better. I guess it's because I take care of these. When you help take care of somebody or a pet, you can feel all the closer to him or her. And the more you grow, the more care you can give. Well, let's have some make-believe. Trolley. Last time we pretended that King Friday had called his opera maker Reardon to come and make an opera about a grandfather for someone who wants one very much. Let's think about Reardon's coming and making plans for a new opera. Miss Polificate could be making the arrangements for Reardon's travel. Trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, I just have to think of something. No, I've had about a million ideas, but none of them have been right. Well, we have to get him here some way. Oh, okay. Thanks anyway. Bye-bye. Oh, my.
You look distressed, Miss Polificate.
Oh, I didn't know you were here, officer.
Just walking my beat.
Well, I am distressed. I have to get Reardon here somehow.
Well, what about the purple jet?
Oh, the king says it uses too much gas.
Well, what about the flying trolley, then?
Colette's trolley.
Well, it's not hers, but it is the one that brought her here. It flies grandparents and grandchildren.
Let's go see about it.
Where's the king?
Oh, he's in the castle with Queen Sarah and their guest, Betty Templeton.
She must be here for the opera.
I guess so.
Oh, here they come
now. Oh, excuse me, I have a lot of work to do.
I'm sure you do.
Officer Clemens, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Do you have a report?
I have a question.
Yes?
Do you know if Reardon is a grandfather?
I think he is not.
Then is he a grandchild?
That I do not know.
Well, hon, of course he's a grandchild. Everybody's a grandchild. You know what I mean.
Everybody's a grandchild to somebody. That's right. Just like everybody's a child to somebody. Thank you very much. That solves that.
That solves what?
Well, the flying trolley will fly only grandparents or grandchildren. Now I can say Reardon is a grandchild.
Well, we're ready for his arrival.
He'll be here as soon as possible, King Friday. Farewell.
Farewell,
Farewell,
officer.
Farewell, Officer Clemens. Yeah.
You all have such wonderful people around here.
Do you think you'd like to be in an opera, Mrs. Templeton?
Oh, just call me Betty Horn.
Well, Betty Horn, do you know how to sing?
Mm-hmm. I was first alto in the sixth grade choir.
Well, that's fine. What would you like to be in the opera?
I've always thought it would be so much fun to play the part of a fish. You know, one that swims and all.
I think that would be very nice to have a fish in the opera. Don't you, Lady Eberlin?
Yes. Really nice.
Well, what about you? What would you like to be?
Oh, Uncle Friday, don't you think we ought to wait for Reardon to come, you know, and help us decide all these things?
Oh, no. He can make up something with a fish and whatever you'd like to be and have it be about somebody who wants a grandparent very much. Come along. What would you like to be?
Well, I think it would be fun to be a trolley engineer.
Someone who drives the trolley?
Yes.
Lovely idea, don't you think so, Sarah?
Well, it would be grand to have a trolley in the opera. You and I will be in the audience, won't we, dear?
Oh, of course.
Just so Reardon gets here.
Did I hear my name?
A Reardon.
At your service. Thanks for the flying trolley ride.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
Excellent work, officer. And now for your work, Reardon.
Oh, well, how much of it have you already planned?
Oh, just a few minor things.
I'm Betty Okanak Templeton, and I just wanted to tell you I've always admired you in every grand and little opera I've ever heard you in. I'm just thrilled to be working so closely with you now.
Oh, Miss Templeton, thank you, and just what will you be doing with us?
Well, King Friday asked me, and I thought it would be fun to be a fish. I just love fish, don't you? I mean, the way they swim and all.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Fish do swim very well. Have you suggested anybody else be in it, King Friday?
Just Miss Polificate and Lady Aberlin and Officer Clemens and you.
I see. Well, yeah. Well, we seem to be off to a very, very good beginning.
Yeah.
King Friday.
Yeah.
About that theme you requested on the phone, about somebody who wants a grandfather very much?
Oh, yes, that too. That'll be nice, don't you think?
Well, yes, anything could be nice. It's just a matter of getting it all into one opera. Hmm? Mm-hmm. Well, let me see here. A fish.
Mm-hmm. In a lovely aquarium.
Of course. Fish in an aquarium. And Lady Aberlin.
I'd like to be a trolley driver.
Trolley driver. Officer Clemens.
I'd just like to be myself in this opera.
Oh, Officer Clemens as an officer.
Oh, here comes Miss Polificate.
Oh, excuse me, everyone.
What would you like to be in the opera, Miss Polificate?
Well, I haven't even had a minute to think about it.
Oh.
Well, wouldn't you like to be a fish too, hon? I think it would be fun to have a lot of fish.
Well, yes, a fish would be nice. How about an angel?
Oh, and I'll be a star.
I'll sing for you.
I'll dance for you.
Welcome to the aquarium.
Lovely ladies. Yes.
Now, what would you like to be, Reardon?
Well, I don't know yet, but I do have a song I'd like someone to sing.
Why don't you sing it for us?
Well, all right.
When the day turns into night and your way beyond my sight, I think of you. I think of you. When the night turns into day and you still are far away, I think of you. I think of you. Even when I am not here, we still can be so very near. I think of you. When the night turns into day and you still are far away, I think of you. I think.
That could make somebody cry.
Oh.
Daniel.
Yes?
Why don't you be the one in the opera who wants a granddad?
Oh, that'll be good, because that's just the way I really feel. And then I could sing about it.
I'd like to be your mother in the opera.
Oh, good.
And the trolley engineer?
Yes.
Oh, well, we have lots to get ready.
Yes, trolley. Up for next
trolley
time.
That opera that the neighborhood people are planning should be fun to see and hear. When the day turns into night and you're way beyond my sight, I think of you. I think of you. It's a beautiful song, isn't it? And I like the way Reardon sings. You know, he's a real opera singer. What kind of a story would you make up about some fish and a trolley driver and an officer and somebody who wants a grandfather very much? Well, we'll pretend about that next time. That'll be very interesting to think about. In the meantime, if you like, you could think up your own opera. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.